There's a sense in the Hamilton West by-election that the outcome is not going to make much difference to the lives of local people. Community leaders there saying they are more concerned about getting by day to day than worrying about an election that won't change anything. Waikato reporter Andrew McRae talked to some of them.
Hello, Western Community Centre, Tina speaking. How can I help you?
The Hamilton West Community Centre is in the heart of the Hamilton West electorate. Its manager, Neil Tolan, says there's no excitement around the by-election as people are more focused on everyday issues such as the cost of living, housing and crime. Vehicle theft is top of the list.
Cars going missing for people, that's a real big inconvenience. And people waking up to go to work, drop the kids off at school and they go out and the car's gone.
He believes one way of getting on top of crime is for the police to bring back community constables.
He had the pulse of the community. He knew the children. He knew the youth. He knew what was bubbling away. He knew the shopkeepers. He would go in there and they might say, we had that little guy in with the white shirt. He would know who that guy with the white shirt is. And it is working. It is working together. And I feel like that's the part in our community that we've really lacked over the past 8 years.
Across in Frankton, the aid agency St Vincent de Paul runs an op shop, food bank and other community services. Manager Mike Ralton's been there for 13 years.
7 years ago, we probably did less than 200 food parcels, family food parcels per year. This year, we're close to 5,000.
He's pretty bleak about the next 18 months.
Just the cost of living, if the fuel goes up in January, which it's supposed to, that'll have an impact. Power poverty is another huge thing that affects people. And I think people in emergency housing and the ram raids and all those things that combine like a smorgasbord of problems is really going to impact New Zealanders in our traditional way of life.
Waikato Chamber of Commerce head Don Good is in no doubt what the issues are facing the voters.
Crime. It was paramount for all of the aspirants. They've been talking to people, certainly that. But then followed by roading, potholes, the cost of living, education was quite important. So I think they've nailed the issues that Hamilton West voters and business people are interested in.
Louise Hutt is a newly elected city councillor representing the Hamilton West ward.
I think Hamilton West voters really want a high-functioning MP to represent them in Parliament and to make sure that they're putting the issues facing Hamilton West, right at the forefront of everything that's going on and all of the decisions that are being made, because we do have challenges, just like everywhere else.
She believes there may be a bit of voter fatigue in the electorate.
Just had a local government election with an electorate of the same name. Is slightly confusing as well, but I certainly hope that people take up the opportunity to get involved in our democratic process and meet the candidates and talk with them and figure out who is going to best represent us.
Early voting is currently underway and polling day itself is on December the 10th.